Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. All right, our next guest, a guy we've had on the show many times, and a lot of times, Scott, I don't like to talk to him because the weather here is not what it should be, and he's out in sunny San Diego, and I can just see him smiling back through the phone. But we've had such great weather today, it's a perfect time to have Jay Foley on, Executive Director of the Identity Theft Resource Center. Hello, Jay.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. Well, we're on a little different topic today, and that is child identity theft. I didn't realize what a problem this is.
We haven't gotten clear and accurate numbers, but it's growing tremendously.
All right. Tell us what this involves. Social security numbers, primarily, that are issued at birth, right?
Correct. What we've discovered is with a child's number issued at birth, it's dormant until they turn 18.
All right.
We're now seeing them being sold on the internet as CPNs.
CPNs. What does that stand for?
It's supposed to be a credit protected number. You can use that for getting lines of credit. It's a good number, blah, blah, blah. What they've done is they've found a child's social security number, and they're turning around selling it to a variety of people.
All right, how are they getting these numbers?
They are getting them from a wide variety of sources. There's some suspicion right now, and there's a case being prosecuted in Kansas City where what they've done is they've taken the issued numbers and batch numbers from the Social Security Administration. They start checking for those that have credit histories, and if they don't, then they're considered CPNs, and they're used.
All right, so this is not necessarily someone from Social Security who is releasing these numbers or somehow involved in the black market with these numbers.
No, it's not. Now, we've come up with a plan for dealing with this, and we're actually discussing this with the government, Social Security primarily, mm-hmm. but also with the Internal Revenue Service. We believe that what we should do is Social Security should take and put a file together of everyone between the ages of 0 and 17 years and 10 months of age.
Mm-hmm.
That file should be updated every 2 weeks and sent off to the 3 credit reporting agencies, all the DMVs across the country, and selected companies that the FTC can monitor that do pre-screening of credit applications.
What reaction have you had to this idea?
Most of the people who hear it actually like it. They can see the value to it. Imagine what would happen if the credit reporting agency got a request for a credit report. They look, they don't see it in their files. They go to the 1710 data file and come back to you and say, that file belongs to a minor. Do you really want to open up a contract with a minor, considering it's non-enforceable?
All right, we are talking about millions and millions of numbers for those who are 0 to 17 years and 10 months, obviously.
Exactly.
How many of these cases have surfaced, and how important is it to take action?
Well, in the last year, our case volume here at the center has gone up to 9.3% of our cases belong to children. At a 9% ratio, you're talking 11 million victims for the year. That's over a million victims right there who are just children.
All right, what can happen to someone who is 11 years old and has their Social Security number pilfered and used for other purposes? What's the consequence here?
Well, when that child turns 18 years of age and he wants to go to college and he's trying for student loans, it's not going to happen because he's got bad credit. He's going to find out that, gee, you got to spend 2 years cleaning up the mess. What are you going to do for that 2 years instead of going to school?
Bad credit when never even had a credit card or anything that would be considered a vehicle to get credit.
Exactly. Other cases we've seen, we've actually seen where a child's Social Security number has been used by an adult to go in and get a driver's license. In one particular case in California several years ago, The gentleman lost his license because he had three DUIs. Got his son's social security number, went in, got a new driver's license, three more DUIs. That's six times this guy's been driving drunk on our highways.
All right. When someone finds that something is amiss here, maybe they go to get their social security number and there are red flags. What do they do?
Well, if you discover somebody's using that information and you're under the age of 18...
And how would you ever discover that, Jay, until it was too late?
Well, in the case of my young driver, when the police showed up on his doorstep to arrest him for DUI and failure to appear, and walked away shaking their heads because they don't handcuff 8-year-olds, it became perfectly apparent that he had a problem. So they applied to SSA and got a different number for the child. But they're still tracking Dad down, trying to get him with the number that he's stolen.
Amazing. So sometimes this is internal to the point that a parent is doing it.
That's true. Other issues we've seen, there are estimates out there right now that 20-plus percent of the fraud that the utility companies see are actually people who have defaulted at one point or another on their utility bills are now using the social security number of a minor so that they don't have to put down a significant deposit. Where do you think those people are getting those numbers from? Junior, sis, somebody in the family.
All right. If someone has questions about this, wants more information, or just wants to read about this problem, what do they do?
Well, they can go to our website, www.idtheftcenter.org. And then if they have questions, they can always call us on the toll-free line, 888-400-5530.
All right. If you have questions, and it's better to ask the questions before you have the problem, idtheftcenter.org or call 888-400-5530. 5530. Our guest, Jay Foley, Executive Director, Identity Theft Resource Center. Jay, enjoy the rest of your weekend out in sunny Southern California.
I will. And by the way, Jack, Linda says hi.
All right. Sounds great. We will be back with much, much more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.